使徒的手，在民间行了许多神迹奇事。他们或作信的人，都同心合意地在所罗门的廊下，其余的人没有一个敢贴近他们，百姓却尊重他们。信而归主的人越发添增，连男带女很多，甚至有人将病人抬到街上，放在床上或褥子上，指望彼得过来的时候，或者得他的影子照在什么人身上。还有许多人带着病人和被污鬼缠磨的，从耶路撒冷四围的城邑来，全都得了医治。好，我们一起低头有点祷告。
Let us bow down our heads and pray.
主，我们谢谢你，我们不仅可以在饼杯中来亲近你，来认识你，来享受你的同在，我们也可以同在信息里面来更多的认识你。
Lord, we thank you for not only allowing us to come close to you to worship you during the bread and the cup, but also get near to you during the message.
我们求主把赐人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给我们，让我们更多的认识你的自己。
We ask you for the spirit that transcends understanding to help us understand your words.
求主帮助讲的人，帮助翻译的人可以把你的话讲得清楚。
We ask the Lord to help the speaker and the translator to better speak of your message.
帮助听的人可以听得明白，让我们一同在你的话语里面被你建造。
And those who listen can understand so that we are all built up in your words.
我们靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们学习《使徒行传》有一段的时间了。
We've been studying the book of Acts for a period of time.
我们弟兄姊妹的心里面可能有一些的概念，就是《使徒行传》的主题啊，它是讲到天上的基督，透过圣灵啊，借着他在地上的身体，就是透过教会来做事，来继续成就他的计划。
So our brothers and sisters have some kind of understanding of the theme of Acts, which is Christ in heaven, doing things through the Holy Spirit and also working through his body on earth, which is the church to continue to fulfill his plan.
理论上来讲，第二章那里圣灵降临啊，已经有教会了，教会已经出生了。
Theoretically speaking, in the second chapter, the Holy Spirit came, there was already the church and the church had been born.
但是教会这个词啊，第一次的出现是在第五章的十一节。
But the word church first appeared in chapter 5, verse 11.
全教会和听见这事的人都甚惧怕。这教会这个词第一次出现在《使徒行传》里面。
And all the church and all those who heard it were terrified. That was the first time the word church appeared.
就是亚拿尼亚和他的妻子撒菲拉被击杀以后，教会经历了神洁净的工作以后，教会这个词第一次出现。
That was after the death of Ananias and Sapphira, and the church purified by God. That was the first time it appeared.
是不是暗示着在神的心目里面，他所期待的教会是圣洁、没有瑕疵、对着主没有保留的
？Is it in the mind of God that the church he expects is free from hypocrisy and lying to the Holy Spirit?
在神的心目里面，他所期待的教会是没有假冒伪善和欺哄圣灵的。
And in the mind of the in the mind of God, is it that the church is free from hypocrisy and lying?
今天十二到十六节这段经文就给我们看到，经过神厉害的洁净了的教会，它所迸发出来的那个惊人的影响力。
Today in verses 12 to 16, it shows us that the church, which has been purified by God, the astonishing influence that erupted.
那我们在读这段经文的时候，我们可以来思想，耶路撒冷的教会，他们有哪些的影响力？他们为什么会有这样的影响力？神在其中有哪些奇妙的工作？
As we read this passage, we can think about why the church in Jerusalem could have such a huge influence, and what wonderful work of God was in it.
第十二节这里说，主借使徒的手，在民间行了许多的神迹奇事。
Verse 12 says, Now many signs and wonders were regularly done among the people by the hands of the apostles.
这句话很有意思，讲到了很多的神迹奇事。
This sentence is very interesting. It talks about many signs and wonders.
首先，这样的一个事实应允了教会在四章二十九节那里的祷告。
And the sentence here answers the prayer of the church in chapter 4.
四章二十九节那里教会有一个祷告，求主伸出你的手，医治疾病，来行神迹。
In chapter 4, verse 30 in the ESV version, the prayer of the church was ask the Lord to stretch out his hand.
神是信实的，我们读到这里，我们知道他应允了教会的祷告。
God is faithful and he answered the church's prayer.
请大家注意的是，神是如何的应允教会祷告的。
Please pay attention to how did God answer the prayer.
教会祷告的内容啊，是主啊，你伸出你的手，是你的手来医治，来行神迹。
The prayer of the church was asking the Lord to stretch out your hand and ask the Lord to heal the sick.
对吧？教会的祷告是主啊，你的手来干。
The church's prayer is, Lord, do it with your hands.
那神如何应允呢？是使徒的手来成就的这事情。
Yet what did the Lord do? He used the hands of the apostles.
对吧？主借使徒的手来行神迹。
He used the hands of apostles to perform miracles.
换句话讲，神他在地上的百姓，就是主的手，是主的脚，是主的身体，被主来使用的器皿。
In other words, God's people on earth are the Lord's hands, the Lord's feet, the Lord's body, and the vessel in His hand.
而你、我、我们每一位都是这个身体的一部分。
And you and I are all part of this body.
神按照他的智慧把我们摆在一起，我们有不同的恩赐、不同的功用。神也期待可以透过我们来成就他在地上要做的事情。
God has put us together according to his wisdom with different gifts and different functions, and God expects that he can do his will through us.
所以我们在读十二节，主借着这一群使徒的手 来成就他旨意的时候，我们要不要那么快的读过去，这不是一个简单的事情。
So as we're reading verse 12, we see that many signs and wonders were done by the hands of apostles. Let's not read those words so quickly.
神用人的手来做事，这是非常了不起的一件事情。
God uses human hands to do things. That is not very simple.
疫情期间，我们每周虽然在家里面，但是都需要出去买菜。
During the pandemic, even though we were at home, we needed to go to the supermarket to buy groceries.
然而你出门了就有风险。
But going out was a risk.
有个弟兄他作为一个丈夫他觉得他理当承担这个为全家出去买菜的责任。
A brother, as a husband, he felt the responsibility of going out to buy groceries.
他出门的时候，他老婆就给他列了一个单子，你一定照着这个单子一个一个买。
When he went out, his wife gave him a list and asked him to buy according to the list.
那这个弟兄他到超市之后，他发现这个单子上的东西好多东西好像这个超市里面没有，他看不着。
But after he got to the supermarket, he found out that many of the items on the list.
又买回去一堆他老婆没让他买的东西。
And bought a bunch of things that the wife did not ask him to buy.
那回家的结果就是被骂。
And the consequence of getting home was being scolded.
他老婆就得了一个结论，你这个人眼瞎了，看不见。
And a conclusion that the wife drew up was the husband was blind.
然后就被剥夺了出去买菜的资格。
And the husband was deprived of the right to go out to buy groceries.
所以他们家出去买菜都是老婆出去买，弟兄在家看小孩。
The wife goes out to buy groceries, and the husband stays at home to take care of the kids.
所以我们看到没有，夫妻同一个物种，这么亲近的关系，这个老婆让老公出去办个事儿，常常办不好的。
So we see brother, husband and wife, even though of the same species, one asking someone else to do something, there could be mistakes.
何况是人跟神之间这么大的一个差距。
And not to even mention the huge difference between God and humans.
你委托一个小蚂蚁帮你办个事儿，他理都不理你。
If we ask an ant to do something, the ant would not even
ignore you. 神和人的差距比人和小蚂蚁的差距要大得多。
the gap between God and human is much greater than the gap between humans and ants.
所以上帝要透过我们这些人来执行他的心意，他要倾倒极大的全能、智慧和恩典在我们身上。
So when God makes people like us come to execute His will, God needs to pour out great power, wisdom, and grace.
无限大的神，他要到地上来做人，他要跟我们建立关系。
Our infinite God, He came to earth to be a man, and He wanted to establish a relationship with us.
他要解决我们罪的问题，他要进入到我们的生命中，成为我们的一部分。
He needed to solve our sin problem, and He wanted to come into us and become a part of our life.
他要在我们的生命中恒久忍耐，以至于我们这些人可以体会他的一点点的心思。
He endures in our life so much, and then we can set our minds to.
我们去默想，每一步都是不可思议的。
And each step is unbelievable.
在我们后面 AV 组同工的这个工作台上，常常放着一块儿啊被替换下来的显卡。
On the workbench of our AV team member, there is often a graphics card that has been replaced.
为什么要把你这个显卡换下来？
Why do you have to replace this graphics card?
因为你这个显卡太慢了，你过时了。
Because this card is too slow, it's outdated.
你不能顺利的执行我们让你干的事儿。
And cannot execute smoothly the mission that needed to be accomplished.
换下来，扔到一边，接下来就要进垃圾桶了。
Or replace it, throw it aside, and it's going to the trash can.
对吧？你打游戏的时候画面卡了一下，很生气，你电脑要更新换代了。
When you're playing game, then the screen freezes a little bit. You're very angry, and you know something needs to be replaced.
神的心意和计划要透过我们这些在地上的人执行出来，常常被卡住，常常是不顺畅。
God's will needs to be carried out on earth through us people, and is often stuck and often not smooth. What does God do?
扔了不要了，换一个。
Throw it away and change it.
他完全可以这么做。
He can absolutely do that.
但是他常常在我们的生命中恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。他用各样的方法来建造我们，打磨我们，以至于我们这些人可以慢慢慢慢的被他使用。
But he is always patient and kind in our lives. He uses various methods to build us up and polish us so that we can be used by him gradually.
第十二节这群使徒大有能力，但是我们不要忘记了，在福音书的里面是耶稣亲自的呼召他们，并且训练他们相当长的一段时间。
In verse 12, the apostles were powerful, but don't forget, in the Gospels, Jesus himself called them and trained them for a long time.
我们的主常常讲道给他们听。
Our Lord often preached to them.
跟他们吃住在一起。
And ate and lived with them.
给他们很多服侍操练的机会。
And gave them many opportunities to practice serving.
以至于到一个地步，他们学会体贴神的心肠，成为神手中宝贵的器皿。
So much so that to a point, they learned to set their mind on God's heart and become vessels in God's hands.
那他们所带下的这个服侍，这个果效也是巨大的。
And the effects of God's ministry through them was enormous.
第十二节后半句这里说，他们或作信的人都同心合意的在所罗门的廊下。
The second half of verse 12 says, and they, or believers, were all gathered, or were all together in Solomon's portico.
对吧？他们同心合意在所罗门的廊下，在那里聚会、交通、敬拜、读神的话、教导神的话。
They all met under Solomon's portico.They fellowshiped, worshiped, read God's word, and taught God's word.
那我想请大家注意一个细节，就是在所罗门的廊下。
Please pay attention to one thing, and it is Solomon's portico.
这里讲到一个所罗门的廊子，这是什么意思？
And talking about Solomon's portico, what does it mean?
那这个廊子，它就是耶路撒冷圣殿外院四周有一些的走廊，百姓可以在那里聚集。
And the portico is the outer court of the temple in Jerusalem, and there were corridors along the outside where people could gather.
你读到所罗门的廊子，因为有所罗门这三个字儿，我不知道你能想到什么。
And when you read Solomon's portico, because of the word Solomon, I wonder what do you think of?
所罗门嘛，很容易让我想到奢华、宏伟、高大上，对不对？所罗门嘛。
I think of Solomon, and it's easy for us to think of luxury, grandeur, and magnificence.
那其实啊，这个廊子是非常简陋的。
But in reality, this portico was very shabby.
它就是一个走廊。
It was just a corridor.
这不是一个适合聚会的地方。
Not a place suitable for gathering.
在那个走廊里面没有座位的。
And in the portico, there were no seats.
没有空调的。
No air conditioning.
没有暖气的，四周都没有墙的。
No heating, and there were no walls around it.
外边刮风，里边也刮风。
When it's windy outside, it's also windy inside.
外边下雨，里边也下雨。
When it's raining outside, it's also raining inside.
我们的会所如果是这个样子，不知道大家会不会来聚会了。
If our sanctuary is like this, I don't know if people still come to worship.
而且这一个廊子呀，甚至不是属于这一群基督徒的。
And this portico didn't even belong to this group of Christians.
这个廊子是人家犹太教圣殿外院的一块地。
It is a piece of land in the outer courtyard of the Jewish temple.
现在的话讲，所罗门的廊下就是讲到你们这一群基督徒啊，是寄人篱下。
In today's term, under Solomon's portico means being under someone else's roof.
你们连一个你们自己聚会的会所都没有。
You guys don't even have a place that belongs to you to gather.
然而，就是这样一个寄人篱下、连自己会所都没有的教会，你往下读，它有一个惊人的影响力。
However, it was this group of Christians who were under someone else's roof and didn't even have a place to gather, but they were able to have an amazing influence.
十三节，其余的人没有一个人敢贴近他们，百姓尊重他们。
Verse 13, none of the rest dared join them, but the people held them in high esteem.
其余的人是啥人？
Who were the rest of the people?
第十二节讲到信的人在一起，那其余的人很可能就是那些不信的犹太教的人。
Verse 12 talked about the believers gathered together. So verse 13 was likely the rest of the people were unbelievers.
这些不信的人的反应是不敢接近他们，同时又很尊重他们，对他们有很高的评价。
And their reaction was dare not to approach them. At the same time, they had great respect for them. They were high opinions of the believers.
既尊重又敬畏，不敢靠近，敬畏。
So they dare not to approach, but they had great respect.
这幅图画很有意思。
It paints an interesting picture.
我们想想，我们在什么时候会敬畏一个人，会敬畏一个团体
？Let us think. When do we respect and fear a person or a group of people?
对吧？一个有钱有势的人，财大气粗，出现在你的面前。
A very rich and powerful person appears in front of you.
很有气场，很有权力。
He or she has a strong aura and a lot of power.
让人不怒自威，很能控场。
Make people feel their dignity and can control the environment.
他在场轮不到你说话。
And when this person's present, it is never your turn to speak.
就像约伯一样，约伯一出场，其他人都闭嘴，听他一个人讲。
Just like Job, when Job appeared, everyone present went quiet and listened to him.
对不对？人们对他很尊重，很敬畏。
People were respectful and feared.
很多天主教的那些大教堂
，a lot of the Catholic churches，
白花花的大理石，很高的穹顶
，white marble and high domes，
里面可以布置的富丽堂皇
，inside could be decorated magnificently。
你进去以后抬头往上看，很有空间感
，and when people enter looking up, there's a great sense of space，
让你不由自主的去惊叹，去敬畏。
And it makes you amazed and awe-inspired.
这一群在所罗门廊下聚会的百姓，他们有什么让人敬畏的
？What was there about this group of people that made people fear?
他们很有权势吗？他们财大气粗吗
？Were they powerful? Were they rich?
大部分人很普通的人。
Most of them were very ordinary people.
还有相当一部分人是社会边缘人，没饭吃，需要人救济的。
And there were quite a few people who were marginalized in society, had no food, and needed help from others.
这样的一群人有什么好让人敬畏的
？This group of people, what did they have to make people fear them?
你们连一块你们聚会的会所都没有。
They didn't even have a place of their own to gather.
然而，就是这个连会所都没有的教会，让人敬畏。为什么
？However, even this church, although this church who didn't have a place to gather, made people feel in awe.
因为在他们的生命中有一种品格叫做圣洁。
Because in their life there is a character called holiness.
这是我们神的品格。
This is a character of our God.
这是神的教会在经历了前面的剥夺和修剪以后所流露出来的一个品格。他们敬畏神，他们也被人敬畏。
Holiness is a character of the church that was revealed after previous deprivation and pruning, so it made people of the church holy and made people others have fear.
这个是他们的影响力。
And this was their influence.
我们在这个世界上。
We're in this world.
我们会影响别人，我们也常常被别人影响。
We influence others and we're influenced by others.
政治家用他的影响力来赢得选举。
Politicians use influence to win elections.
商人用他的影响力把东西卖给你，让你乖乖的掏钱。
Businessmen use their influence to sell goods so that you would put out your
在这个世界的潮流上，很多人希望别人尊重他，他怎么办？
In the trend of this world, many people hope that others can respect them.
他为了让别人对他的评价高一点，他可以把自己装潢的漂亮点。
And hoping others will give them a good evaluation, they make them more beautiful.
可以把自己弄得酷一点。
They make themselves cool.
可以搞一身奢侈品穿在身上。
And they can wear luxury accessories.
我们就认为这个东西能提高我的身价。
And they believe this can increase their worth.
让别人尊重我。
And make others respect them.
那换句话说，他认为他的价值是他外面的穿戴所决定的。
In other words, they think their worth is determined by what they wear on the outside.
而且我们就喜欢这个东西，我们也容易被这些外面的东西所吸引。
And people enjoy this and are attracted by this.
很多的团体。
Many groups.
他希望别人能够尊重他们，他们怎么办？
Hoping others can respect them, what do they do?
他们可以去游行，去影响政府，去制定有利于他们的法律。
They go to marches and they influence the government to make laws in their favor.
他们可以把会所搞得富丽堂皇的。
They can make their gathering place magnificent.
这都是可以的，弟兄姊妹。
It's all okay, brothers and sisters.
都可以这么干的。
It's all doable.
然而这一段经文给我们看到。
However, this passage shows us
耶路撒冷，这一个连自己会所都没有的教会。
That in Jerusalem, this church that does not even have its own gathering place,
可以让不信的人对着他们有极高的评价，他们可以让人敬畏。
Can make unbelievers have high evaluations of them and can make people fear.
不是因为他们外面有什么。
Not because of what they have outside.
乃是因为他们里面圣洁。向主。
It is because their inner holiness, like God.
乃是因着他们对着神的敬畏，这是第十一节讲的。
And it's because they fear God, which was in verse 11.
当你去想象这幅图画的时候，很有意思。
When you imagine this picture, it is very interesting.
教会啊，一方面要吸引人，我们要接住人，让人愿意来。
On one hand, the church should attract people, reach out to people, and bring people in.
另外一方面，别人因着你的圣洁，因着你坚持高的标准，人家会对你敬畏，敬而远之。
On the other hand, because of your holiness, people will keep you at a distance.
你看，这中间有一个矛盾和张力。
There seems to be contradiction and tension.
我们会不会因为坚持圣洁，坚持神的标准，把人吓跑了？
Do we scare people away by insisting on holiness and God's standards?
我们要不要降低一点标准？好，把人都搞进来。
Or shall we lower God's standard a little and attract more people?
那这段经文的记载非常有意思。
The record in this passage is very interesting.
你不用担心你的圣洁会把人吓跑。
You don't have to worry about your holiness scaring people away.
第十四节，人数反而越发加添。
And in verse 14, and more than ever, believers were added to the Lord.
信而归主的人越发增添。
And more than ever, believers were added to the Lord.
那这句话越发增添啊，这句话在语法上它是一个比较级啊，它跟之前有一个比较。
And more than ever, syntactically, there is a level of comparison comparing to the previous number.
以前加添了多少人？
How many were added before?
二章四十一节啊，那里。领受他话的人都受了洗，那一天门徒约添了3000人。
Acts 2:41, so those who received his words were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls.
门徒添了三千人，那信徒连男带女，那就更多了。
If disciples added 3,000, then there were more believers, both male and female.
第二次，第四章那里讲到五千个男人信了。
And a second time, Acts 4, about 5,000 believers.
连男带女都上万人了。
So probably tens of thousands.
那到了第五章这里，那个圣灵的记载非常的低调，不告诉你多少人，只是告诉你啊，比那一万人多了。
And in chapter 5 here, the record of the Holy Spirit is very humble. Doesn't say how many, but more than 5,000.
这是一个创纪录的人数。
This is a record-breaking number.
这是主的手把人数加添给他的教会。
This is a hand of God adding people to His. To his own.
在任何一个城市里面，神这样子大能的工作，这样创纪录的一个规模，一定是在那个城市会引起很大的轰动效应。
And in a city, when the mighty work of God and such record-breaking scale must have caused a great uproar.
接下来十五到第十六节就给我们描绘了当时耶路撒冷城里边的那个景象。
And next verses 15 and 16.Paints us a picture of what happened in Jerusalem.
第十五节这里说，甚至有人啊，将病人抬到街上，放在床上或褥子上，指望彼得过来的时候，或者他的影儿照在什么人身上。
Verse 15 says, so that they even carried out the sick into the streets and laid them on cots and mats, that as Peter came by, at least the shadow might fall on some of them.
那这段经文是非常奇特的一个记载。
This passage is a very strange record.
就是当时城里边的人啊，他们相信啊，我的那个被彼得的影子照一下就能够被医治。
At the time, the people in the city of Jerusalem, they believed that people could be healed by Peter's shadow.
如果把十五、十六节连起来读，啊，很可能那基本上这些人都得到了医治。
If we were to read 15 and 16 together, the people were all likely to be healed.
这是有点不可思议的事情。
Which is a bit incredible, unbelievable.
因为圣经没有讲过，你被彼得的影子照一下就可以被医治。
Because the Bible doesn't say someone could be healed by Peter's shadow.
对，这很可能是人们心里边的一个迷信。
It was likely superstition in people's hearts.
对吧？之前彼得医治了一个瘸子，对不对？
Earlier, Peter healed a lame man.
一传十，十传百，越传越离谱，传到最后的是你被他 影子照到，你就被医治了。
And once the story was passed on from tens to hundreds, it was so far reaching that the story became a shadow can heal someone.
然后人们就信这个，我就要被他的影子照一下。
And people believe this with all their hearts, just to be shown upon by the shadow.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
哪怕是迷信，但是神。可以对着人的迷信有怜悯的。
Even if it's superstition, God can have mercy on people's superstition.
哪怕你是迷信，你到神面前，神可以来恩待你的。
Even if we're superstitious, when we come to God, God can graciously lead us.
耶稣在地上的时候啊，曾经在一个闹市里面遇到一个血漏12年的妇人。
When Jesus was on earth, he once met a woman who had a discharge of blood for 12 years.On a busy street.
按照当时的规矩，你这个妇人你是血漏是不洁净的，你是不应该出现在公共场合的。
According to the rules of the time, this woman was unclean, so she shouldn't be in public places.
但是这个妇人，她听说耶稣要来，她多年的痛苦，她多年的挣扎，让她根本顾不了那么多宗教的传统。
But this woman heard that Jesus was coming, and her years of pain and struggle.Made her unable to care about all the religious traditions.
哪怕周围有很多人，她要冲破阻拦去摸一下耶稣的衣服。
Even though there were many people around Jesus, she had to break through the barriers and touch Jesus' clothes.
她迷信的认为，我摸一下耶稣的衣服，我的病就能被医治。
She superstitiously thought that she could be healed once she touches Jesus' clothes.
在她的心里面，我只要被医治就行了。耶稣啊，你以后走你的阳关道，我走我的独木桥。
And in her heart, all she wanted was to be healed, and Jesus, you can go your separate ways after.
她不期待跟耶稣有更多的关系的。
She didn't expect to have any extra relationship with Jesus.
但是，耶稣这位全宇宙的主宰为这个女人停下了脚步。
But Jesus, the Lord of the whole universe, stopped for this unclean woman.
在众人面前不但医治她，而且还安慰她，还肯定她，给她做神儿女的权柄。
And in front of everyone, not only he healed her, he also comforted her, affirmed her personally, and gave her the privilege of being a child of God.
这个结局是远远超过这个妇人曾经所求所想的。
The ending was far greater than what the woman had hoped for.
神的恩典和怜悯大过人的局限和狭隘。
God's grace is greater than men's limitations and narrow-mindedness.
我们读今天的这最后两节经文。
Reading the last two verses of today's passage.
耶路撒冷和周围城的人疯了。
People in Jerusalem and the surrounding cities were in a frenzy.
他们摸都不用摸了。
They didn't even need to be touched.
直接躺到地上躺平了。
Just lie on the ground.
就指望彼得的影子可以过来照在他身上，可以病得医治。
And hoping that Peter's shadow will fall on them and they will be healed.
你可以去想象那一个场景。
We can imagine that scene.
在那段时间里面。
During that period of time.
如果你去耶路撒冷的医院，应该里边没什么病人了。
If you went to the hospitals in Jerusalem, there were probably few patients.
对吧？都躺到街上去躺平去了。
And all the sick were lying down on the streets.
对吧？等着彼得过来。
Waiting for Peter to come.
对吧？如果那个医院还有病人，我想很可能是精神有问题的。
And if there were still patients in the hospital, they were probably mentally ill.
这么好的事儿，这么清楚的见证，你都不信。
Such a great thing, such a clear testimony, and you wouldn't believe.
你从另外一个角度想。
And coming from a different perspective.
如果你是彼得。
Imagine Peter.
你的影子照到一个人，那个人就被医治了。
When your shadow falls on someone, someone's healed.
你出门的时候是不是要谨慎一点？
Shouldn't you be careful when you go out each day?
我想呀，彼得那个时候他一定每天出门之前非常慎重的在那儿祷告。
I'm thinking when Peter went out, he must have prayed very carefully that those days.
他要知道神要医治躺在哪条街上的人。
And he wanted to know, God wanted to heal people lying on which street.
他不可以随便走路。
He couldn't walk just casually.
他要确保他医治的人就是神要医治的人。
He needed to make sure that the people he healed were the ones that God wanted to heal.
有一个传道人，他真的会。医治啊！神感动他去南美洲传福音。
There was a preacher who had the gift of healing, and he went to preach the gospel in South America.
他有医治的恩赐。
He had the gift of healing.
他告诉我们，他每次出门去行神迹去治病的时候，他一定要长时间的祷告的清清楚楚。
He said whenever he went out to perform miracles to heal, he prayed for a long time.
他要确保他去医治的那个病人就是神现在要医治的人。
He had to make sure that someone who was healed by him was someone that God wanted to heal now.
他医治好那个人之后要非常清楚地给他讲，不是我医治你，是神医治你。
And after he had healed this person, he had to tell them clearly it was not me but who healed you but God.
那在这段经文里面，神借着彼得，借着使徒，不仅在耶路撒冷带下巨大的影响力。那最后一节，连耶路撒冷以外的人也来了。
And in this last verse, through Peter and the apostles, God brought great influence not only in Jerusalem but also people outside Jerusalem.
十六节，还有许多人啊，带着病人和被污鬼缠磨的，从耶路撒冷四围的城邑来，全都得了医治。
Verse 16, the people also gathered from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those afflicted with unclean spirits, and they were all healed.
全都得了医治。
And they were all healed.
这是神借着他的教会，借着他的身体在地上所带下的那个颠覆性的果效。
And this was the revolutionary effect that God has brought on earth through the church and through his body.
这是以西结书四十七章那里讲到的那个异象。
This was a prophecy of Ezekiel 47.
生命河的河水所流到的地方，就会有复活。就会有医治，就会有生命的供应。
Where the river of life flows, there is resurrection, there is healing, and there is the supply of life.
这里描述的这幅图画就是那个异象的应验。
And this picture that was painted in Acts is the revealing of the prophecy.
魔鬼、罪恶，他们在这个世界上是要来杀害、毁坏 让人瞎眼，让人瘸腿。
The devil and sins, they come to kill and destroy.
魔鬼
and make people become blind.
他要让人的心极度的扭曲，他要把人折磨的生不如死。
And twist the hearts of men and torture them to a point that living is worse than dying.
而彼得，使徒，神在地上的这个身体，可以给绝望的人带来希望。
But Peter, the apostles, who are the body of God on earth, can bring hope to those despairing people.
给那些坐在死荫幽谷里的人带来一束光。
And bring a ray of light to those people in the valley of the shadow of death.
这里的使徒们。
他们
没有去制定很宏大的计划。
They did not make grand plans.
对吧？我们每天来搞几个布道会。
Let's have several sermons today.
我们去影响政府，修改法律，制定政策。
Let's influence the government, change laws, and formulate policies.
他们做的事情非常的简单。
What they did was very simple.
就出去走一走。
Just go out for a walk.
他们走到哪里，就能够把光带到哪里。
And where they went, they brought the light there.
他们走到哪里，生命河的河水就可以流到哪里。
And wherever they went, the water of, the river of life went there.
瞎眼的人遇到他们，眼睛可以看见。
Blind people who encountered them could see.
瘸腿的人遇到他们就可以起来行走。
The lame who came across them could get up and walk.
被罪恶辖制的人遇到他们，罪恶的锁链就可以被破碎。
And those who were entangled in sin, when they met them, the chains of sins were broken.
在这个被罪恶、被魔鬼扭曲的世界里面，许多的人，因为他们遇到了这样的一束光，他们的命运可以被翻转。
In a dark and twisted world, many people's lives were turned upside down because they encountered such light.
那我们要问为什么？
We need to ask why.
为什么？这个耶路撒冷的教会，它能够有这样的一个爆炸性的影响力。
Why can this church in Jerusalem have such explosive influence?
把整个城都翻了过来。
Has overturned the city.
我想这是神的全能，神的工作，这也跟教会在前两章的经历是密切相关的。
I believe this is power of the God, power of God and the work of God, and closely related to the experience of the church in the first two chapters.
记不记得在第三章那里，神透过在一个瘸子身上从无到有的创造。
And do we remember in the third chapter, God performed His creation on the lame?
神让这个瘸子有筋有骨有肌肉，有一个新的心，愿意相信的心。
God gave this lame man tendons, bones, muscles, and a new heart, a believing heart.
教会看到神的创造，他们就透过祷告来回应神的作为。
And God saw, and the church saw this creation and responded to God's actions through prayer.
神啊，你真伟大！
God, you are so great.
你何止是能在一个瘸子身上从无到有的创造，整个宇宙所有的日月星辰，全是你的全能，全是你的创造，你真伟大！
You're greater than creating something from nothing. On this lame man, you even created the whole universe.
教会不仅认识神在创造中的全能，教会也认识神在救赎中的主权。
The church not only knew God's sovereignty in creation, they also knew of God's sovereignty in redemption.
教会亲眼看到那些曾经杀害耶稣的人，那些抵挡教会的人，神竟然坚持传福音给他们。
And the church saw with their own eyes those who persecuted, those who killed, God was willing to redeem them.
那些没有这些使徒啊，这些没有学问的小民，可以在强权面前不惧怕死亡。
And those uneducated commoners could face great power without the fear of death.
没有学问的小民可以把全宇宙里面最伟大的真理和奥秘，把神救赎的恩典讲得如此的透彻。
And those uneducated commoners could speak so thoroughly about the greatest truths in the entire universe and the grace of God's redemption.
这些没有学问的小民，他们嘴里面讲出来的话，让那些高级知识分子无话可说的。
And the words spoken by those uneducated commoners.Leave those high-level intellectuals speechless.
他们知道一件事情。
They knew something.
这个不是我们的本事。
This wasn't their ability.
这是神的保守，神的信实，神的全能。
This was God's faithful protection and provided.
教会在经历了神这样奇妙的作为之后，他们发现一件事情。
After church experienced all those miracles of God, they knew something.
他们所遇到的每一个难处，每一个逼迫，每一个不公不义，都不是偶然的，都要为神永远的旨意来效力的。
Every difficulty or persecution or injustice that they encountered were not accidental but served the eternal purpose of God.
为什么他们如此的笃定？
Why were they so sure?
因为他们在祷告中看见，他们的主曾经在地上经历过这一切。
Because in their prayers they saw that their Lord had experienced all this on earth.
所以他们就认定了，我们的这点难处只不过是在经历主曾经所经历的。
So they understood that what they were going through were persecution and tribulation that the Lord himself had experienced.
他们不需要担心惧怕，因为他们知道神的全能可以让一切的不公不义变得合理，来为他的旨意效力。
They didn't need to worry because they knew it's God's power to make everything that's unjust to become justified and serving his will.
所以教会在第四章的祷告里面，他们惊叹赞美神在创造中的全能，神在救赎中的全能。
So in the prayer of the fourth chapter, the church marveled and praised the power of God.
他们从心里面认定，神啊，你真伟大。
And in their hearts, they said, "God, you're so great."
他们被神的全能所震撼、所折服，以至于他们心里面最后发出来一个祷告。
They were so shocked and overwhelmed by the power of God, and ultimately they sent out this prayer.
神啊，你竟然要做这么伟大的事情，你竟然这么的有全能，就求你除去我里面的恐惧，让我这个渺小的人可以成为你计划的一部分，可以跟上您的脚步。
God, that you're so powerful, that you're going to do great things, please take the fear out of me and make me the small person a part of your plan to follow your footsteps.
他们的祷告是根据他们对神的认识。
Their prayer was according to their understanding of God.
而且这一群弟兄姊妹啊，他们不是嘴巴上讲一讲，神啊，你真伟大，我们要跟你一起同工啊。
And this group of brothers and sisters, they were not only just doing lip service and just talking about it.
他们被神的全能折服到一个地步，他们为神拼了。
They were subdued by God's power to an extent that they fought for God.
有些人把房子卖了，放在使徒的脚前。
Some sold their property and put them in front of God.
把田地卖了，放在使徒的脚前。
And sold their fields and put them in front of the disciples.
他们没有给自己留退路。
They didn't leave themselves a way out.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要那么快的读过去啊！你把东西卖了很厉害。
Brothers and sisters, let's not quickly flip through this passage. It's like you're giving everything.
你想想，你把钱都放在使徒的脚前，你以后退休了怎么办
？Think about it. When you put everything before the disciples, what will you do when you retire?
你把钱都给主，过两天你生病了，没钱看病怎么办
？If you give everything to the Lord.What if you become sick and have no money to see a doctor?
你把钱都奉献了，你孩子以后上大学怎么办
？You've given everything. What happens when your child needs to go to college?
你失业了，没有经济收入怎么办
？And what if you become unemployed and lose and have no financial income?
你退休了怎么办
？What if we retire?
每一个问题对我们都是天大的问题。
Each of those are great issues to us.
对着当时在耶路撒冷的这群弟兄姊妹，好像不存在一样。
And it seemed those problems didn't exist for the people in Jerusalem.
但弟兄姊妹，你要是仔细想，你会发现，这群弟兄姊妹啊，他们是最会投资的人。
Brothers and sisters, if we think carefully, we find that this group of people really knew how to invest.
你把资产啊放在股市，放在房产上，会涨会跌的。
When we put our assets in the stock market or real estate market, it goes up and down.
啊，过不了多久都会变成零的，因为圣经告诉我们，这些都是会朽坏的。
And soon after, it will become zero because the Bible tells us it will become rotten.
而这群弟兄姊妹，他们把他们有限的、短暂的资产绑定在主的身上。
And this group of brothers and sisters, they tie their limited and fleeting assets to the Lord.
让主来负他们一切的责任。
And let the Lord pay for the responsibility.
让他们在地上可以让他们有限的、短暂的、会朽坏的资产，在永恒里面可以有价值，可以翻倍。
Let their limited, short-lived, and perishable assets on earth be doubled in eternity.
这是有永恒价值的投资。
This was an investment with eternal value.
我们常常把神想得太小。
We often think of God too, as too small.
好像神的存在就是要解决我的一些难处。
As if God's existence is to help us overcome
troubles. 而当时的这群弟兄姊妹，他们信得过神的全能，他们对着神没有保留。
But this group of people at the time, they have faith in God's power, and they had no reservations.
他们为着神的计划全然的摆上。
They were fully committed to God's plan.
神也非常信实的回应了教会的回应。
And God also faithfully responded to the church's response.
教会为了神全然摆上。
The church, they went all in.
神也非常的信实。
And God is faithful.
神在教会干了啥事儿？
What did he do in the church?
神在这个教会做厉害的洁净的工作。
He did a powerful cleaning work in the church.
他除去教会的污秽，他除去教会里面的假冒伪善，他除去教会里面的杂质。
He removed the filth, the impurities, and the hypocrisy in the church.
以至于神可以透过这个教会发出一个圣洁的光，照亮一切在死荫幽谷里面的人。
So that God can send out a holy light through this church to illuminate all those who are in the valley of death.
这个所以啊，我们在读这个亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉被神击杀这个故事的时候啊。
So when we read the story of Ananias and Sapphira being killed by God.
我们不应该去质疑神你为什么这么严厉啊。
We should not question why God you're so strict.
神恩待这个教会，神宝贝这个教会，他就应该这么严厉的。
God had mercy. God treasured this church, so He should be so strict.
教会不经过这样的工作，发不出来光的。
And without this kind of work, the church cannot shine a light.
我们要去惊讶的是什么？
What we should be surprised of is
神啊
，God，
你今天为什么这么不严厉啊
？How can you be so unstrict today？
我们有多少对主的保留啊
？How much reservations do we have for the Lord？
我们心里面有多少的精致的利己主义？
How much refined egoism is within us?
对吧？我们想在教会混个好名声。
We want to make a good name for ourselves in the church.
我们又想紧紧的抓住世界不放手。
And we also want to hold on to the world tightly.
我们是两手抓，两手都要硬。
And we want to grab with both hands and win with both hands.
我们有多少的假冒伪善，都有的。
How much hypocrisy do we have? We have.
我们有多少的故意背逆圣灵，都有的。
And how much do we willfully rebel against the will of the Holy Spirit? We have. But God, why don't you come and cleanse us?
很可能，如果神真的厉害的洁净，那很可能我们都没了。
Very likely, if God came to cleanse us, that we be all gone and killed.
那神没有这么干。
But God did not do this.
是不是他还是在给我们机会？他还是在恒久忍耐，以至于我们这些人在他的恩典中可以来回转。
Is it because God is so still patient with us and that He has given us this opportunity to turn around?
这段经文给我们看到啊。
This passage allows us to see.
这个被神洁净的教会，它所迸发出来那个爆炸性的影响力。
The explosive influence of this cleansed church.
而且这段经文所描绘的这幅图画啊，弟兄姊妹，它不是一个古董。
The picture depicted in this passage is not an antique.
它不是2000年前有，今天没了的。
Something that happens 2,000 years ago and it doesn't happen today.
今天的这个社会和2,000年前的社会都是扭曲的，都是堕落的，都是要死的。
The today's society, same as the society 2,000 years ago, are distorted, full of depravity, and both are dead.
那些最会演喜剧的演员，最能给观众带来快乐的人，他们告诉我们，每一个喜剧的内核都是悲剧。
Those who are best at comedy to make people laugh tell us at the core of each comedy is a tragedy.
那个时候有瞎眼瘸腿长大麻风的，今天照样多了很。
There were people who were blind, lame, and lepers, and same today.
谁能够真正的帮助他们
？Who can truly help them？
谁能够真正的医治他们
？Who can truly heal them？
对吧？钱不能解决他们的问题的。
Money can't solve their problems.
大礼拜堂不能真正的帮助他们。
Big chapels can't really help them.
心灵鸡汤打鸡血，就一会儿就过去了。
Chicken soup for the soul, firing them up. Those are brief.
真正能帮助他们的是主的生命有机会透过你我来流露出来。
What can really help them is the life of the Lord revealed through us.
有一个基督徒家庭啊，他们遭遇了火灾。
There was a Christian family who were caught in a fire.
他们全家人就从着火的房子里面逃了出来。
They escaped from the burning house.
就站在马路对面啊，看消防员在那里灭火，整个房子都被融化烧掉了。
And stood across the road watching the firefighters try to put out the fire, but the house eventually burned down.
可是这家基督徒人，他们的邻居啊，因着看到这家人如何的面对火灾，烧掉一切的时候。
But their neighbors, because they saw how this Christian family faced the fire and when everything burned down.
他们的邻居看到了这个基督徒的家庭，他们的邻居就愿意来相信耶稣。
Their neighbors saw this Christian family and were willing to believe in Jesus.
他们的邻居看到了这家人，就好像看到这家人所信的那位主。
Their neighbors saw this Christian family as if they saw the Lord.
他们的心就愿意信耶稣。
And their hearts were willing to believe.
在威尔士大复兴的时候。
During the Great Revival in Wales.
很多不信主的人啊，是主动的去敲基督徒的家门。
Unbelievers took the initiative to knock on the doors of Christian homes.
我愿意信耶稣，请你告诉我，我怎么做可以得救。
And said, I would like to believe in Jesus. Please tell me how I can be saved.
那个时候整个城市都没有犯人了。
There were no prisoners in the city at that time.
酒吧、戏院，一家一家的都倒闭了。
Bars and theaters closed one by one.
卖酒的工厂卖不出去酒了。
And factories that sold alcohol could no longer sell alcohol.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，《使徒行传》里面我们今天读的描述的这幅图画，它不是一个古董。
So brothers and sisters, the picture depicted in this passage of Acts is not an antique.
我们的影子不能治病。
Our shadows cannot heal.
但是你跟我，我们可以有影响力。
But you and I, we can have influence.
我不知道神把哪些在死荫幽谷里挣扎的人放在你的生命中。
I don't know who God has put in your life who are still struggling in the valley of the shadow of death.
让你有机会去影响他，给他传福音。
Giving us the opportunity to influence them and preach the gospel to them.
但是我们可以去问一问神，好不好？
But we can ask God.
我们问神哪一个福音朋友，你把他放在我的生命中。
We ask God which one of those people that needs gospel you placed in our life.
对吧？让我有机会去陪伴他，影响他，给他传福音。
That we have the opportunity to accompany them to influence them and preach the gospel.
那如果你说这个弟兄啊，这个我生命又小。我的影子不会治病，我也没有彼得那样的影响力。
But if we say, my life is young and my shadow can't heal and I don't have the influence.
没关系。
That's okay.
读最后的两句经文啊，你发现啊，就算我们的生命中没什么影响力，没关系。
Read the last two lines, even though if we have no influence in our lives.
我们可以去抬人啊。
We can carry people.
你看十五、十六节，这些人是怎么来到教会的？
We read in verse 15 and 16, how did these people come?
有病的人是不会主动去治病的。
Patients often do not take the initiative to seek
treatment. 这些人都是被人抬来的。
These people were brought there.
对不对？我们可以去邀请，我们可以把人抬到教会，抬到你的聚会里面。神也许可以用着你的手，用着你来成就他对着这个人的祝福。
And we can invite people, we can carry people into the church, into the gathering. And God can use us to be His hands.
那如果一个不信耶稣的人，因着你把他抬来，他蒙了恩惠，信了耶稣。
If a person who doesn't believe in Jesus because we brought him, he is blessed and he believes in Jesus.
我想这个神迹啊，比彼得这里的神迹都大。
I think this miracle is even greater than Peter's miracle.
因为最大的神迹就是人刚硬的心愿意转向神。
Because the greatest miracle is a hardened heart of man willing to turn to God.
最大的神迹就是我们这些信了耶稣的人，我们不再自私，我们不再以自我为中心，我们可以与神表同情。
The greatest miracle is that those of us who have believed in Jesus are no longer selfish and self-centered and can be one heart with God.
这是神在我们心里面做的工作。
This is the work of God done in our hearts.
好，我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
主啊，我们承认很多时候我们这些人都很残缺。
Lord, we admit very often we are lacking.
我们常常也需要被人抬来。
And we need to be carried by someone else.
但是我们相信你在我们心里面动了善功，也必成全这功。
But we believe that You began the good work in us, and you will complete it.
但愿你的美丽能够透过你的百姓来彰显。
May your beauty is revealed through your people.
我们靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
And we pray in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.